And now the game where we invite notable people to answer questions about things they never bothered to notice. A game we call Not My Job. Writer Annie Lamott was born and has lived all her life in Northern California. She's written numerous novels and nonfiction books about writing and her faith, but she's perhaps best known for the book Operating Instructions about her first year as a single mom raising her son, Sam. Now, over the years, she's continued to publish essays about Sam as he's grown up, which now that he's in high school probably really helps with all that awkward fitting in and stuff. She joins us now from her home. Annie Lamott, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
I did want to ask you about that. Like a lot of first-time parents, when my wife and I had our first child, we bought your book, Operating Instructions, which is this great, charming, and fearless book about becoming a mother. And, of course, we got this indelible image of your son, Sam, this incredibly adorable, precocious, sometimes maddening little child.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's 16.
Yeah, 16 and a half and driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that difficult for fans of your book to deal with when they meet him?
It's difficult for me to deal
yeah.
with. It's who it's difficult. But, well, people, the last two books were Traveling Mercies and Plan B, and Traveling Mercies ended on his 8th birthday, and Plan B has one or two pieces about Sam, but I think he's 14 in both of them. And so people are kind of shocked because they imagine they saw him in that little, I think it's a little tiger outfit from Mervyn's, and so they think he must be 3 or 4 now, but he's actually 16 and a half and 6'1". He only weighs 1 pound, so he's very lean. He's fabulous.
In a lot of your books, even Bird by Bird, that great book you wrote about writing, the process of writing, you write a lot about not only Sam, but your friends and the people in your life. Does that ever get weird for them, knowing that you might be writing about them?
No, because I'm very, very careful never to write anything that anyone would mind. And like, there's a piece in Plan B about that guy David Roach, the brilliant monologuist with the facial deformities, and something like that just would make you so happy if somebody loved you that much. And you must know him. He's the church of he's the pastor of the Church of 80% Sincerity. Have you ever heard of him? Whose premise is that the culture tells you that 80% is like a B minus, like barely average, but that in real life 80% of anything is kind of a miracle. So that if you're really honest 80% of the time, it's amazing. If you're really compassionate, if you're a great parent 80% of the time, it's amazing. And so I wrote a long piece about him in Plan B, and of course he just loved it because I took out all the parts that would make him be angry. I took out anything at all that could be perceived as being negative. And the pieces about Sam in the last two books are, I'm very, very careful. I mean, I really err on the side of showing what a cool, artistic, sweet kid he is, you know, 80% of the time. I pretty much leave out the 20% of the time, and I don't write about his really intimate stuff. I don't write about his, you know, his social life or his body or anything like that, but...
You're talking about it now, though, so...
Well, I said the word body.
That's true. Well, Annie Lamott, we're delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories.
Oh,
Queen,
God.
Head
so
of the Commonwealth.
Doomed.
In honor of Queen Elizabeth's upcoming 80th birthday, Buckingham Palace released a list of 80 true facts about the Queen and her long reign. We're going to ask you about 3 of the more interesting royal factoids.
Okay.
Get 2 questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners,
okay.
Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Who is Annie Lamott playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Phil Record from Neyland, California.
Here's your first question.
Okay.
Now, the Queen is not just a monarch, but a creative individual in her own right. Which of these is a royal creation? A, the Dorgie, a crossbreed between a corgi dog and a dachshund. B, the Elizabethan weft, an intricate lace pattern found in the finest British doilies. Or C, Chateau de Regina, a wine vintage personally blended by the Queen from her estates in Sardinia.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's probably the doily.
The doily?
Yeah, B.
That she knitted a little doily and created a pattern?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it was the dorgie.
Well, that's what I... Oh, okay, wait. Wait, one... I swear, that was... that's what I think it was, too. I wanted to...
I've tried that on this show. It doesn't work.
No, please let me change my answer. I've had such a bad week. I want to pick A. I'm picking A.
You're picking A. You're picking A after I told you it was A. Which would be a good indication. I don't think we can do that, I think. No. Well, the Queen's... No, it's the Dorgie. The Queen's love of corgi dogs is well known, less so her enthusiasm for these strange mutant creatures. Not to worry, Annie. You have two more questions. And now that you've gotten the hang of it, you will certainly get these right. Next question. Now, it is good to be queen. By virtue of her royal birth, Queen Elizabeth has what privilege? A. They have to leave 2 front row seats for her at Wimbledon for every match, whether she comes or not. B, she owns every single whale, dolphin, or sturgeon in the waters around Great Britain. Or C, if she were to drive her own car, which of course she never does, she could go any speed she likes on whichever side of the road she likes.
The dorgies. The dorgies. Okay, wait. I think the sturgeon and the porpoises.
You think the sturgeon and the porpoises?
Yeah.
You're right. Very good.
Oh, my God.
They are known, those animals in the United Kingdom, as fishes royal. And yes, we know whales and dolphins aren't fish. Don't write in. And when they are captured, caught, or found within 3 miles of the coast, the queen can claim them for her own royal purposes.
Unhand that sturgeon!
Yes, Your Highness.
Exactly.
You know, my mother was English, so this is all sort of painful, but go ahead.
All right.
My mother's from Liverpool. I have to go to these special 12-step groups for the children of the English.
Really?
All that stuff about the fish and the porpoises and the dorgies, the doilies. Okay, number 3.
Number 3. You're excited now because you got one right.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
If you get this one right, Annie, you win.
Okay.
In addition to her hereditary titles, Queen Elizabeth has earned some honors on her own, including which of these? A trophy for her triumph in the Winchester Country Club 1995 Lawn Bowling Tournament Senior Division. B, a gold record for her 2002 CD, Party at the Palace. Or C, a blue ribbon for a recipe called Queen's Own Trifle from the 2001 British Home Arts Fair.
Oh, well, I know it's A, but I'm going to say C because I'm panicking now.
You're panicking, so you're
wildly
flailing between answers.
And then, because it's an English tradition, and then you put these little silver ball bearings that are theoretically supposed to be edible, and you put a lot of alcohol in it, and then you put coins that you've washed, and so all the children would eat a lot of the trifle and get drunk on the rum, trying to get to the coins, and the adults would break their teeth on the little ball bearings. That would be a typical Lamotte family Christmas, and then everyone would be drunk, but the children would throw up. So I feel like I should call my therapist right now, but I'm going to say C.
It's B. Gold record. The party.
No.
It is. The Party at the Palace was a compilation of musical performances given for the Queen's 50th anniversary jubilee in 2002.
Oh, my God. Now, that is so disturbing.
Isn't it, though? Now, that the Queen gets the gold record and not, say, Elton John, who performs on the record, is another example of why we fought the American Revolution. Carl, how did Annie Lamott do in our quiz?
Well, Annie needed at least 2 correct answers to win for Phil Record. She had just 1.
Well, I had the first one, too, because after I changed it, it was correct.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
I heard
it. She's got a point.
Annie Lamott is a writer, mother, and teacher. Her latest book is a collection of essays called Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, now in paperback. Annie Lamott, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.